Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this special edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear the art songs of Alexander Borodin, one of the mighty handful that included such other composers as Rimsky-Korsakov and Mussorgsky. He wasn't a prolific songwriter. We have only 16 art songs by Borodin. But as you'll hear, they're very much worth hearing. Let's begin with the most often performed and recorded of his art songs, which begins, "Headed for the shores of your distant homeland, you were leaving these foreign lands. I wept and tried to hold you back, but you tore your lips away from the bitter embrace. You said, 'Someday love will unite us again.' But there, where we should have met, you sleep the eternal sleep. Your beauty, like the kiss of our meeting, has vanished, but I'm waiting for it." Powerful Pushkin words. We'll hear this twice so that you'll begin to sense the beauty of the song.
Поцелуй, свидание.
That was Borodin's For the Shores of the Distant Homeland, sung by Sergei Larin with Eleonora Bekova piano, and then Sergei Lifarkus with Semyon Skigin. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear the art songs of Alexander Borodin. We already know his music from the orchestral works such as In the Steppes of Central Asia, the Polovitsian Dances, and other music from his opera Prince Igor and his string quartets that was adapted for the musical Kismet. You may recognize a bit of that in this aria from Prince Igor.
Isma, ne odihais. честь моя и слава, позором стал я земли родной плен, постыдный плен. Вот удел отныне мой, дабы, что все винят меня.
Тишина, чай, и нет исхода.
Dmitri Forostovsky sang My Tortured Soul Can Find No Rest from Borodin's Prince Igor. The Kirov Orchestra was conducted by Valery Gergiev. So far, this music of Borodin is really first rate, no? But did you know that composition and music in general was just a hobby for him? Yes, he was a chemist and a doctor, a respected one at that. But we won't go into his scientific discoveries on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, but rather move to another art song, this one called A Note of Insincerity, that he wrote to his own poem. You see, Borodin, besides being a chemist, was also a poet. She tried to convince me that she loved me, but I didn't believe her, for a false note rang in her voice and in her heart. And this she understood. I haven't heard these songs before preparing this Singing and Other Sins program, so we'll get to know the tunes together by hearing different interpretations of A False Note, in which the initial piano pitch, F, persists throughout the song, whether part of the harmony, or, as in the title, false or dissonant. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're enjoying the seldom-heard art songs of Borodin. Just now we heard Pata Burchuladze bass with Ludmila Ivanova piano. Before that, Olga Borodina was the mezzo-soprano with Larissa Gergieva piano. Short but pungent song. Let's pursue one of Alexander Borodin's other sins, a portion of his Second Symphony. Thank you.
Thank you.
A portion of Borodin's Second Symphony with the Orchestra of the Suisse Romande, conducted by Ernest Ansermé. Since art song is the focus of singing and other sins, let's return to that genre and hear Borodin's Magical Garden in his own translation of a poem by Georges Colin. Besides being a chemist, a poet, and a sometimes composer, Borodin was fluent in German, French, and English. After praising the beauties of the expansive garden, the poet turns to its mistress, a woman with a heart of gold. We just heard The Magical Garden by Borodin with Sergei Larin tenor and Eleonora Pekova piano, followed by Sergei Leiferkus bass with pianist Semyon Skigin in the same song. Let's now enjoy the Borodin song called The Sea Princess. Once again, Borodin is both the composer and poet. Come to me at night, youthful traveler. Here, under the water, it is cool and calm. You will rest here and find sweet sleep. Rocked by the rippling water wherein the sea princess beckons and sings, calling you to herself. An obvious song of seduction with the added allure of a rocking piano accompaniment that has a magical effect.
Thank you.
Borodina was the mezzo-soprano with Gergieva the pianist, and Lifakus the bass with Skigin playing piano in Borodin's Sea Princess. You can always check out our playlist to get the details of the recordings at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. The artists, the label, and even the catalog number is there for you to find. I mentioned that Borodin was a chemist, poet, linguist, and composer. Well, he was also a cellist, and included that instrument in the following song, "The Pretty Girl No Longer Loves Me." The last lines of the Vinogradov poem say, "What can I do with my grief? I'll start a song about my love with wondrous and ringing tones."
Что мне делать от кручину?
Borodin's song with cello obbligato called The Pretty Girl No Longer Loves Me was sung by Leiferkus with skigging, with Leonid Gorokhov cello, and then just now in a different interpretation by Larin with Bekova and her sister Alfia Bekova, the cellist. For those of you who tuned in late, shame on you, we'll close this Singing Another Sin's Borodin special with his best-known song, For the Shores of Your Far-Off Land, a song of longing for love that left him and perished, performed by Forostovsky. Listen for Borodin's own brand of epic grandeur.
Прерывать, но
последним сном. Твоя краса, твои страдания. Поцелуй свидания, но жду его, он за тобой.
Dmitri Forostovsky with pianist Ivara Ilja performed Borodin's For the Shores of Your Far Native Land. You've been listening to an Alexander Borodin special on Singing and Other Sins. You can leave your suggestions and comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can find the playlist, as well as a link to the archive of many previous programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.